Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back. Connor Happer, Josh Johnson with you. There we go again. Trashing Nebraska like the Omaha turds we are. You have to do what the big money bosses tell us to do.
That's right.
Every single day.
That's right.
Which is hate Nebraska and love Creighton.
Hating Nebraska drives ratings.
Yes, that's good for money. For sure.
People will hate listen to you. Do it.
Happy Portal Day, everybody.
Another Portal Day is upon us, huh?
Yep. The portal is officially open, and Nebraska has had some players leave.
Oh, no.
Yes. It's very sad.
I hate seeing players leave.
I know. We all hate it.
Couldn't it work out?
Especially when they are two players who haven't been on the roster in multiple months.
Oh, man.
Eric Fields went into the portal officially this morning. He has, I don't know why he didn't go earlier, but I believe it was during last football season when Matt Rhule was like, yeah, Eric Fields isn't, he's not going to be with us anymore. Okay. Came as a little bit of a surprise. He had some buzz last spring and fall as a guy that they thought would produce at Nebraska, at least eventually. So he's one of them. And the other one is former Florida transfer Corey Collier. He's in the portal. He made a couple appearances on playing football for Nebraska last year, I believe on special teams. But in February, he was removed from Nebraska's Huskers.com roster, and now he is into the transfer portal. Has not been going through spring ball with the Scurs.
I was hoping that was just a glitch when he wasn't on Huskers.com.
When he disappeared. Fairy dust. I watched Wolf of Wall Street a couple nights ago. So I'm doing the Matthew McConaughey impression. So those are the two that are out, but we also definitely already knew about those guys. We're going to get away, by the way, from talking about numbers and scholarships and stuff like that. Like Nebraska, let me ask you this. I think the odds that Nebraska loses a player that you actually don't want to lose right now in this period of time, the portal's open for another 2 weeks. I think it's actually pretty good. Like they're more than likely going to lose a player that you said,
okay,
dang, I didn't really want to lose that guy. Now, I'm not saying a player that they're going to depend upon this year for minutes or for production. Maybe not one of those guys, but a player who's probably, you know, in the younger, you know, the freshman or redshirt freshman classes who just wasn't able to get as much traction as they wanted to earlier on in their career. Now is probably a pretty good time to find a change of scenery, or like it's a crossroads for, especially for the redshirt freshman. It's a crossroads. You're like, all right, do I continue down this path? Do I grind out playing time here at Nebraska, or do I start fresh? I get to put my best foot in front of me at whatever place I go to next and start new. This is kind of a crossroads for those type of guys. Or if you're in your third year sophomore as well. I think it's probably more likely than not that Nebraska loses somebody that fits into that category. They haven't yet. Will they? We'll see. But the numbers say that they will, based on what's happened in portal windows before, and based on the fact that, yes, back to the original point, they do have to drop a couple. They do have to drop a couple scholarships. So, you know, Matt Rhule talked a little bit about the portal, piece of this all today. And I want to read you his quote. He said, He said, gosh, where did it go? Okay, I lost it. He talked about, you know, once you play for me, then you always play. Like, I don't think he's going out of his way to say, no, you have to stay. He's giving everybody their, you know.
Okay.
I think he'll tell the truth and he'll say, hey, look, here's your situation. Here could be your situation in a year. Here could be your situation in 2 years. And if you feel like it's best for you to not be here at this point, that's the story. As far as additions, this is maybe the more intriguing part. Now, there's only a certain amount of flexibility that Nebraska has right now because of the aforementioned scholarship situation. But I think quarterback is the most interesting one, number one, because it's the position of quarterback. And number two, I think what they do from an addition standpoint is probably dependent on a quarterback that they already have on their roster, who's not going to be the starter, but is a young guy, and that's Daniel Kalen. Can Daniel Kalen prove that he could be an effective backup this year? If that's not the case, then you probably want to go somewhere else to get a little bit more padding at that position. Or maybe they just roll the dice and see what they have this year.
What a needle in a haystack you'd be looking for, though.
Yeah, you'd have to really thread that thing because it's tough to find a guy who would that this would be the situation that he was looking for, considering it probably wouldn't be a starting role and you would be guaranteed no playing time and you'd probably just be looking at a 1 or 2 year type of thing. I don't think it seems likely. Given all that information, I don't think it seems likely that Nebraska goes quarterback hunting in the portal.
Anyone dating a Husker that doesn't attend school here?
Oh, good one. That plays quarterback somewhere else?
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably even a tougher find.
Probably.
You're asking for a lot there, Josh.
I know.
Will they be running back hunting? Mm. There's a lot of bodies in that room.
Yeah.
Some of which are injured. Some of which have produced in the past, some of which have not. Is an extra body in that room what you'd be looking for, or is it closer to, hey, actually, we need a guy who's produced because we need a guy who can produce here? My gut says they'll probably lean back, and most of this comes from the way that they approach the running back situation anyway, which is like, yeah, we're probably not going to give X amount of carries to just one guy. We'll spread it out amongst three, and we'll go from there. Can they find three capable enough guys? I think they feel good about Emmett Johnson as like a 10-12 carry guy. And then can you find that same role for two other guys or a bigger role for one? And I think that's kind of, you know, do you have those pieces on the roster? Yes. Outside of that, maybe a corner, maybe a linebacker. They've liked what they've seen from Mr. Shavers so far. The freshman. That's good. Getting Stephon Thompson to come along. I wouldn't be surprised, Josh, if they didn't bring anybody else in.
If they brought no one?
If they brought nobody else in. If they acquired nobody in the transfer portal. I would not be surprised by that.
I think they oddly like what they have.
Yeah.
And are willing to roll the dice with it at least. Now,
some of that is the lack of flexibility.
Right.
But yes.
If something falls in their lap, like, oh, perfect guy, perfect situation.
Yeah,
let's bring him in.
They won't be afraid.
Yeah.
They won't be afraid. That's for sure. Chris in Montana asks.
Hi, Chris.
He says, Casey Thompson, would he take a little cash, take a backup quarterback role? I thought we put the Casey Thompson thing away.
No, we've done this.
He is going to Oklahoma now, right? Isn't that where he ended up?
I believe so.
He did Texas. He did Nebraska. He did FAU. And I think he's at Oklahoma now.
Yes, he is.
Okay. So, no. He will not be going to Nebraska. I think Nebraska had their chance there, and they passed. That's okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take a break, and then we'll get to this phone call on the other side. So, hang on with us. And we'll get to some of your guys' reaction and a couple other things before we talk to Jacob Bigelow at 1, the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.